This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Caroline and Uma with you. It's 5:35 on the evening edition. Sean Tunnis is here from the news desk to talk about the markets. But first, let's take a look at Samsung's new factory in India. According to Reuters, this will be the biggest mobile phone manufacturing plant in the world. Sean, what does that mean for Samsung moving forward?
Yeah, the factory is part of Samsung's plans to expand in India, which is currently the world's fastest growing mobile phone market. And the factory itself will allow Samsung to make phones at a lower cost due to its scale. And the timing is also really crucial because phone making hubs like China are no longer a place to go to cut costs because it's getting really expensive there. And this will also help Samsung to compete with rivals like Xiaomi, which became India's biggest smartphone brand by shipments this year.
Also because of the price point, right?
Yes,
Xiaomi
is
cheap and India is looking for lots of cheap phones.
Exactly. And that's the direction they are trying to go right now. And Samsung said it will spend more than 50 billion rupees or about 2.8 billion ringgit over the next 3 years to expand capacity at the plant in Noida, which is actually located in the outskirts of New Delhi.
Right. So analysts are saying that this is one of Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi's more important business deals, one which could potentially stimulate manufacturing businesses in India. Do you have any thoughts on this?
It's an important showcase of diplomacy between Modi and South Korean President Moon Jae-in, who both actually officiated the factory. And Modi himself admitted the investment will not only strengthen Samsung's business in India, but one that will play a key role in India-Korea relations. And it's also seen as an opportunity for Samsung's slow earnings growth following a sentiment that they are running out of ideas after the Galaxy series. So Samsung now plans to export India-made handphones to the world. And Modi expects this to create millions of new jobs in India itself. And this also goes back to India's taxes on imports of smartphone components to encourage manufacturing in the country. So it's really promising at this point.
Hey, cheaper phones can only mean a good thing for consumers. moving on to Bursa, Micron Steel shares rose over 10 cents this morning. What's going on with them?
Yeah, Micron Steel has been on a general uptrend since the middle of last month, and it rose 27.6% in early trade, and it's the highest since early March. And Starbiz reports steel prices and aluminium premiums are shooting up in the U.S. due to tariffs, and prices of copper and zinc are also retreating on fears of slowing demand. So maybe this contributed to that. At close, Micron Steel was up 11% at 42 cents.
All right, Sean Tunnis, thank you very much for that market wrap. We won't be hearing from you for the rest of the week.
The week.
Because you're going to be off to Moscow.
My goodness.
For the finals of the World
Cup. Can you hear the delight?
Yeah, I don't know. I will believe when I'm there.
You will believe it when you're there.
Yeah,
believe it when you're there as well, because we'll be talking to you from over here.
Hopefully.
Constantly.
Right.
Hopefully.
It's not a holiday, Sean Tunnis.
No,
hopefully. I'll try not to switch off my smartphone.
Try not to gloat.
I think that's going to be very difficult. Thank you very much, Sean Tunnis, for the market wrap. We've got Name That Tune coming up on the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.